Many people wonder how it's possible to be both a physician and a poet. Of course, there's a long history of writers who are doctors, such as Chekhov and Keats and Arthur Conan Doyle, and of course, William Carlos Williams, one of the most famous American poets of the 20th century. I was at a conference at Sarah Lawrence College where a graduate student mentioned whether this is literally true or figuratively true, I can't ever be sure, that William Carlos Williams delivered Allen Ginsberg. And so I wrote this poem, which comes from the Harvard Review, called Dr. Williams Delivers a Baby. Dr. Williams was making his rounds, one dilapidated house, then another, powdered oxygen on the aluminum siding, brown shingles on the roofs. In between visits, he'd sit in his car, a notebook on his lap, and arrange words. Instruments on a surgical tray, uterine sounds blunt as tire irons, scalpels sharper than paper. Often a cry from within the house would bring him running past its yard, past a tomato plant or wheelbarrow or red hen, things he took in as he sprang up the porch steps, hoping the family was already in the parlor, had put the kettle on, had found clean towels and disinfectant to swab the wound or welcome the crowning head. He put down his old-fashioned doctor's bag, a satchel peaked like a dormer at both ends, his initials stamped in gold, long ago faded, and took off his wool overcoat. Tonight, he noted the burdened bookshelves, responsible chair, the goosenecked reading lamp, the desk loaded with papers, writing tools, and a folding pince-nez. The father was a professor or writer of some degree, who could afford both coal and electric. He suspected they were Jewish, the mother of German ancestry, the father Sephardic, but had no reason to know. In truth, he had only a cursory familiarity with their tribe and knew no Hebrew. But the mother's cry, soon, it was going to be soon. He timed her pain until a dark spot between her labia grew, and it was time to prep and drape her. Then he encouraged the head with a gloved hand, turned the shoulders, and delivered the rest. Dr. Williams told the father it looked like a writer, this noisy boy, vigorous and exploring. They would name him Allen.